I'm Judith Roderick. I live in Placitas now. I've been an artist my whole life. I've been painting silk for 30 years. This is the first quilt I did this year from a painting I did last summer of the whooping crane and her reflection from a photograph I took some years ago at the International Crane Foundation. I've really been focused on cranes now for about 10 years. I've been on a long spiritual journey, and right now they seem to be a good image and embodiment of that journey. So I published this book myself. And I've never done poetry before, but in about 2008, I think, I would go and do the Crane Festival with my artwork at Bosque del Apache, and then I would go down sometime in December, January, just by myself, and just like spend a week down there, and every day I would just go watch the cranes all day, and take a lot of pictures and do a lot of sketches and kind of follow them around and watch them fly out, watch them fly in, watch them eat all day. And I always take the new sketchbook. And this one year, I mean, I was doing some pictures, but mostly I kept getting all these words. And I kept, by the end of the week, I had like 30 poems. And so I thought, well, I certainly have all the illustrations. I guess I'm supposed to put this in a book. So I did. And I felt like the cranes were, I mean, I don't know where they came from. I think these poems came from the cranes. So I called it Poems from the Cranes. And to me, cranes are ambassadors for water. There's 15 species of cranes left on the planet, and they all need water, wetlands. They nest in water. They roost in water. And as we all know, those wetlands are not as many as there used to be. So anyhow, on our North American planet, there's two species of cranes, the sandhill cranes, which we see here and all the time, and the whooping cranes. So there's poems about both of them in here. So, okay. This one's called Invitation. We are the ancient ones. You are the transient ones who think, who believe, that you have the right to mold the whole earth to your short-sighted needs. As though the rest of us were not here, do not count, are inconsequential, as though we do not exist, have not existed here for millions of years. How little you know of the ancient and vast interconnection of the web of all life. We invite you, humans, come be with us. Come see us. Come witness our presence, our grace, and our grandeur. Acknowledge our existence. Come listen to us. Hear our soundings. Be touched by us. It may help to put your life and our life into perspective, to see the larger view. It may help you to be mindful that we are the ancient ones, you are the transient ones. Crane calls. Crane calls. My heart answers. My eyes scan the skies, spotting short undulating flight lines, long necks preceding long trailing legs. They come again, gliding over me. I am engaged, enthralled, transported. What century is this? What lifetime is this? Timelessness. I am so grateful we are both still here. Perceptions. To humans, we have been many things. Messengers from spirit, symbols of power, freedom, longevity, fidelity. Your shamans and dreamers have journeyed with us to the upper worlds, have used our beaks as sacred objects, our feathers as ceremonial attire. Our flesh has been your food, your sustenance. We have also been viewed as varmints, eaters of seed, grain, trespassers on your land, a nuisance, a target, a trophy. In your lifetime, we have been identified as a nearly extinct species. Yet we remain on the fringes of your world, an ancient, iconic, symbolic bird. Wetlands. They need wetlands. We humans have not loved wetlands. To us, they have been sticky, scary, unfriendly places. Bog, as in bogged down. Prairie potholes, estuaries, swamps, floodplains were just wet, wasted space to conquer. So we fixed them. We drained them. We made them more usable for us. We hardly took notice of the multitude of species within them and supported by them. We failed to notice that the wetlands were the nursery and sustainer of much life. And the last one, intention. Tallest of the bird tribes here, ancient of days, human-sized, starkly white, iconic, symbolic crane. May you continue to boldly stride with grace into a sustainable future and fly as your ancestors have done for millennia, freely through the skies of North America, from the northern wetlands to the southern wetlands and the ocean shores, with safety and honor. May it be so. Ho.